This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He enjoyed it so much he went mad.
Information is free.
The law.
There is.
It's hump day, which means the week's almost over. It also means we're going
completely mad.
Why is it called Mad Wednesday?
Because it's Michael and Dean.
Right, I don't get it.
Michael and Dean.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Are you mad?
I still don't get it.
Well, we can't all be smart and pretty.
I have to apologise. I cut Michael off, which I've never done before
on the show.
Never.
Anyway, it'll happen again. We'll bring it up again.
Every time.
We've got to behave. We've got a guest.
Absolutely.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Reese Nicholson.
Hey.
Oh. I'm the one without the trumpets.
No, a bit of fun.
Yes.
Story of my life. What? That was a trite innuendo and it didn't really make any sense.
No.
Trying to find one without the trumpet doesn't make any sense.
You find a way.
You were blown in your entrance.
I like that you said we have to behave because Reese Nicholson is
I know.
Nothing.
Well, it's
if anything,
not all about us. That's what
it
is.
Point. That's
you know,
a good point.
It's about you.
It's all about me all
you
the
know?
Time.
And as luck would have it, you are doing a comedy festival show.
A little comedy concert. Little teeny tiny comedy concert.
You've been busy as well, haven't you?
I've started calling them a concert, but I don't know why.
Little concerts.
Little tiny concerts.
They are.
Yeah. It's not in a stadium. It's just a little concert.
It's intimate.
It's an intimate concert.
Now, what is yours all about? It's I'm Fine.
It's called I'm Fine.
Now, are you?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like all comedians in this comedy festival, when people ask us what is the title of the show mean, it means I had to write a title for my show 6 months before I started writing it, so I chose something completely ambiguous.
Yes.
And I like I'm Fine. Same as last year was, what was last year called? Bonafide. So people had to say boner when they bought the tickets, and nothing thrilled me more than that. The year before that was ugh. I just get really just ambiguous things. And I thought I'm Fine was good because it's either like, I'm fine, or I'm fine. Like, depending on what's happened to me in the last 6 months, I couldn't, you know, what if my fiance broke up with me and then I had to, you know, talk about, I'm fine.
It gives you plenty of room to move.
Yeah.
Yes.
As it turns out, I'm just fine.
Yeah.
Which is very boring when it comes to writing comedy, you guys. I'll tell you what, I miss the days of manic depression. Yeah. Oh.
Damn those drugs.
Damn it.
Leveling everything out.
Oh.
Where, you know, I remember,
sometimes I just want to stop taking my beta blockers so I can start feeling again.
Sue Ellen used to say it all the time.
Sue Ellen, have another drink.
She wasn't.
No.
She was not
no,
at all
fine.
Fine.
At all.
Now is it, you're doing every night other than Mondays. Is that is
no?
That
I do. I do Mondays as well.
As well,
because I love money, you guys.
Right.
Oh, so good. Tell you what, it doesn't make happiness, but God damn it, it helps it.
Is it
helps
not exhausting, though? Do you not find it a bit you're of an age where you can manage
it? It's like, but it's not even an age. It's an hour. Like, everyone settle down. It's an hour.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know. I just think I already tend to do gigs anyway on the Mondays, so I'm in all this, you know, I'm in all the shit anyway. Like, I'm in the makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
Just get on stage for an hour and make some more dollars.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because I love money so much. Yeah. And I don't know, like, it gets, like, last year I did it for the first time and it gets tough, but I did it in Edinburgh for the first, you know, I do no days off in Edinburgh, and it's full on, but you just got to pay, like, it's just don't get blind every night.
If you can do Edinburgh, then you can do it anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Isn't it New York if you can make it there? No.
Well, I didn't say
it's
make it, but if you can do it, you know, that's a whole different.
You don't make Edinburgh, you just do it.
Yeah, you just keep on plugging away. Yeah. And if you can do it there and survive, then you're like, yeah, I can do it wherever.
Exactly. And it turns out my first Edinburgh, turns out, was the worst month of my life, but I didn't know at the time. Just because I was like, I'm in Edinburgh, this is great. And then I did it the next year and it went much better. And I went, oh, last year was devastating.
Right.
And I had no idea. But yeah, anyway.
I mean, and you're looking at your, you know, the bio. It's you're very new to this. But you've done an awful lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I've been very lucky. I mean,
I don't believe it's luck.
I was about to say.
I mean, I think it is.
Toot your horn a bit.
There's always an element of luck. But you've got to be good.
I was very bad for about 3 years. I was very, very bad. Like a bad comedian. I found a set list recently for my first show that I did here in 2012, 11 or 12. And it was grim. Like, I don't agree with a single joke in any of it. Like, just so bad and so I was trying to be like one of those, I'm an offensive comedian. I can say whatever I want. You know, screw you, authority. And it turns out I was just an angry 20-year-old.
I wonder, would it...
Never been any of that.
I don't know where or why you would do it, but it would be funny, I reckon, to bring back that original one and do it now.
I've always thought, or at least a show would be great where comedians, like name comedians, do their first, they should do it at like Max set. Watts or something, do their first five.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, how good would that be?
That'd be awkward all around.
Like, like promoters and producers and people who run the festival have to do 5 minutes of another comedian. Like I want to see like all the people off stage and all the people from on stage have to.
Promoter and producers. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Yeah. Just watch a whole bunch of people lose their mind.
Yes. And bring back whoever you were dating then as well. You know, like have a real nostalgia.
Yeah.
God, that'd be awkward for everyone. I love it. I think we've got a gig for next year.
I think the three of us going in on it together.
We've got it going on.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Ah, Mad Wednesday, Michael and Dean, and our very special guest, Reese Nicholson.
Whee! Yay. I love coming to Joy because I always hear music. Like, I'm a bad gay and I'm not very good listening to music and stuff. And so I hear, like, I'm like, oh, is this what I should be listening to? And I, what was that music? What was that song?
That was Evacuate the Dance Floor by
Cascada. But that's about, douching situation. I don't know, old one, isn't it? 4 years old or something.
That's just from a party on the weekend.
Yeah, Evacuate the Dance Floor is something we do in my house on a Saturday morning. Jesus. What's wrong
with
me?
We're there already.
What's wrong with me?
Wow. Do you want a list?
I feel like I'm on Dean Beck's show for a minute.
Well,
oh.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, no.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I couldn't help it. I had to.
What, are we a breakfast show in like the
90s? Yes. Oh my God, we really are.
You're on with Dean, Michael, and the Plunger.
Where in the world would you like to go and do a comedy gig if you had your choice?
Iraq. No.
Make them laugh. Make them laugh.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind just like Europe. There's quite a lot of good work around like the non-English speaking part of Europe, like all through Estonia and all those types of places. I like to do kind of and just see what they do with me.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to say, you'd have to learn another language and see if your jokes even work in the other language.
Because they're a lot smarter than everyone else in the world, a lot of them are like bilingual. I was about to say
bilingual.
Sure.
Which bilingual.
Is like,
I'm like, you can't even get English right.
I'm bilingual curious. they're bilingual, so a lot of the time you like kill it. Like the Daniel Sloss is a friend of mine who's quite well known comedian in the UK. He does it and he's Scottish as well. He's like got a proper Scottish. I can't understand him sometimes.
I love an accent though, I must say.
Oh.
Yeah, but it is a little difficult to understand, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
I said it is a little. Yeah. Quite the girly laugh.
I don't know what he was saying. I know, what was that laugh that just happened?
Very, very coquettish.
Nothing, I do declare. I got the vapors. I'll have some lemonade on the porch. What has happened here? I feel like I'm having a stroke. Which I have been for the last 10 minutes under this.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I would like to, but I don't want to leave the country. I do Edinburgh and stuff, but I also like Australia.
We want you to leave. No.
Wait a minute.
Not yet.
Don't
go anywhere.
I haven't hit the glass ceiling here yet. Once I get my own show on ABC, I'll be out of here.
Oh, God. Everybody wants that, don't they? Now, you open
tomorrow night. It hasn't occurred to me that the festival is happening yet. Like, I was talking about something about this today. Like, I was doing a gig last night and I did a gig the night before, and I just feel like I'm just here doing my usual kind of spots I do around Melbourne and having a great time. And then suddenly tomorrow, I'm going to be at my sound check and I'm going to start hyperventilating because I realize that my show might not be ready yet.
And you're Acme.
Acme. Yeah. I have acne. Wow. And that's why I wear a lot of makeup. I'm doing acne, which I've never done before, and I'm quite excited about it. And then that's in town hall on the Mondays because I love money, and I'm in a room that's too big, so please come and give me your money. I was warned when I got the room that I'm doing on Mondays, which is the supper room maybe upstairs. It's like got a big rake seating at the back. It's like 200 or 300 seats, and my agent, as soon as she offered it to me, she went, now they wanted me to let you know that there is a curtain at the back that they can cut off half.
Oh wow.
So don't worry about that. And I was like, okay.
Great.
Why don't we start with it's gonna be great?
Amazing. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You don't want to over with don't worry. Yeah. This is what they've given us.
We can remove some of the seats if we need to.
It won't look empty.
Yeah, yeah.
But it will
That's
be.
That's just what you want to hear from your agent, isn't it?
We could make it like a dinner party if we need to.
It's just like she's got like a doctor or something. Don't panic, but she's dead. I'm so sorry.
But we've got a curtain, so you can pretend she's alive.
You don't even have to look at it.
Oh, my God. If this does not make you want to go and see this man, I do not know what makes you laugh. Because it's hilarious.
Don't worry, guys.
I
should have called it Don't Worry, I'm Fine.
It opens tomorrow night, and you can get all your tickets in the usual way through the internet. Yeah, just go to the internet.
I just started saying that, just go to the internet. What are you?
Yeah.
What are you, 9,000 years old? Even my grandmother has an iPhone.
We try to be more specific, but that is it, really, isn't it?
Comedyfestival.com, ReeseNicholson.com.
There you go.
ReeseNicholson.xxx.
It's R-H. Ooh.
R-H,
not
yeah.
Not R-E-E.
Yeah. I was raised right.
Okay, that's cleared it up, guys.
Just in case.
Well done.
Mad Wednesday, where Michael and Dean talk about their showbiz past.
So I was the Young Talent Time kid, you know.
You know I was on that show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, which part of the audience?
Mad Wednesday, driving you home.
But you are so very, really funny, and that was good.
I know.
Good night, everybody.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.